today, we say hello to our listeners on 600 KSJB, covering eastern and central North Dakota. Folks there know of a hero who hailed from Hatton, North Dakota. His aviation feats are still in record books. Remember, you can hear our full interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, like us on Facebook for exclusive show content. All this week, we are in North Dakota, exploring the life of an amazing aviation pioneer, Carl Ben Eielson. One of my all-time favorite trips on the American countryside was a September journey through these northern prairies. You should explore them as well. So at AmericanCountryside.com, look for my latest article, 5 Amazing Places to Explore in North Dakota. You may just be surprised at what you'll find, and maybe you'll be inspired to explore as well. Give us your feedback on the list and suggest ideas too. Just log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll open up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out, roll it
out. We know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cut it down. We know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can, a message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Carl Ben Eielson grew up in Hatton, North Dakota. After learning to fly in the Army in World War I, he went to Alaska in the early 1920s as a school principal. He brought the first airplane to Fairbanks and soon had plans to help the people of the remote U.S. territory.
He wanted to connect the airways of Alaska. He also wanted and was in his mind figuring out how he could deliver airmail in Alaska. Mail was delivered by dog sled, and it often took several days or even weeks.
Gary Lillimone says Eielson was awarded an airmail contract from the U.S. government in 1924. It was just the beginning of his aviation successes.
It was about in 1925, 1926, he teamed up with Australian explorer Hubert Wilkins. Hubert Wilkins wanted to explore the top of the world.
The area around the North Pole was relatively unexplored.
He wanted to fly from Point Barrow, Alaska to Spitsbergen, Norway, a journey of about 2,200 miles over ice and snow and very stormy weather.
His first attempt in 1926 was unsuccessful. Another attempt the next year failed as well.
Then in 1928, Carl Ben Eielson, the pilot, Hubert Wilkins, the explorer, successfully flew from Point Barrow, Alaska to Spitsbergen, Norway, 2,200 miles in about 23 hours, a flight which to this day is still considered very hazardous and very dangerous.
You can hear the full story on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook for these stories and more exclusive content. The final chapter for Eielson is next time as we travel the countryside in Hatton, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.